Now, giving more clarity to section 235, subsection 2, I would like to read out a paragraph to you all. The provision in 235, subsection 2 is newly added, and it never existed in the old code of 1898. This provision is according to the new trend in penology and envisaged that after a court holds a person guilty, it must consider the question of sentencing in the light of various factors, such as the prior criminal record of the offender, his age, employment, educational background, home life, sobriety and social adjustment, emotional and mental condition, and the prospects of his returning to normal path of conformity with the law. It has also been held by the Supreme Court that while hearing the accused under Section 235, subsection 2, at the time of awarding sentence, in appropriate cases, the court can also call for a report from the probation officer to examine whether there is a likelihood of the accused indulging in the commission of any crime, or is there any probability of the accused being reformed and rehabilitated. That is, the only purpose contained in Section 235, subsection 2 is that if there are any chances of reformity in the accused, then he shall be heard and the stricter punishment shall not be awarded.